comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 734 and a half. It's down 5. July, 742, down 4. Soft May, 671, down 5 and a quarter. May corn, 503, up 3 and 3 quarters. December is 506 and a half. It's up 1. May soybeans trading 1471 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. November, 1210 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. May soybean meal is trading 479.40, up 510. May soybean oil, 41.17, down 26 cents. April live cattle, 143.12 and a half, up 10. And April lean hogs are 123.87 and a half, and they're down 115.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
We're in Tuesday of our spring pledge period, and to encourage agricultural listeners like you to support WIOL and our agricultural services, a group of our fine local agribusiness partners have gone together to create a special ag fund for the spring. And so for every pledge you make, no matter what level you're comfortable with, Todd and I like the $120 level, but you find we believe that's fair value, but you pick the level that's good for you, and you mention agriculture, our group of ag businesses will each donate a dollar to WIOL, and they'll donate a dollar to the College of ACES Agricultural Communications Scholarship Fund here at the University of Illinois. So what that does, it helps ensure the future of ag broadcasting here in the U.S. and potentially at some point here at this radio station as well. Right now, we have six fine business partners in our group, including the Andersons and Champaign, Global Commodities and Analytics Consulting, and Farm Credit of Illinois, a few of the fine businesses that are saying yes to this service. So your call right now will ensure $6 to WIOL in addition to your pledge, and $6 to the College of ACES Agricultural Scholarship Fund for the future of ag broadcasting in the United States, and make a fine new ag broadcaster out of someone over at the College of Aces. Why don't you call now with your contribution? The number is 217-244-9455. 217-244-9455. And Todd and I certainly thank you for your support. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
It's the day before the day. Do we expect much tomorrow?
Do we expect much tomorrow? We don't know what to expect, but I think that it won't be near as surprising as it could have been. I mean, we also got the stocks report there last week. It gives us an idea of where we might start from and a little better idea that way. But we are looking for the possibility or the good possibility of increasing the export figures for both corn and beans. Wondering what they will do to the numbers as we look at them, though, as far as imports on beans and what the crush is going to be. I think it's going to be very big. You know, we don't want to see that number on the ending stocks go below the 135 or so, or else that could add a little spark to the bean market tomorrow.
What is the likelihood we're going to see 135, Wayne?
Well, you know, we're not sure. That's the big question mark. We think that some of the increased exports will be offset with, number one, imports. Number two, possibility of reducing the domestic crush. We are still seeing a very strong export demand in the bean meal for now. But as we get a little farther into the summer here along the way, we're thinking that some of our feed usage might go down because you know, the PED and the hog numbers being down. Also, they're trying to, as we put the number ahead of cattle against the bean meal usage, generally we don't use as much bean meal in the cattle rations along that way. That goes in the chicken and the hogs. So might see a little bit of decrease in the domestic meal usage.
November beans, 1210. December corn, 506 and a half. These are numbers we haven't seen in, well, we wouldn't have thought we were going to see them 3 months ago.
We would not at all. We would have said, well, basically, at that point in time, we said, if we get a chance to sell $5 corn, it's going to be just about close to a miracle. And here we are, and haven't felt totally any divine intervention as of yet, but it does seem like a mini-miracle as far as the farmer's cash flow is concerned.
And so has corn moved at this level?
Has corn moved at this level? To be very honest, no. I don't think we've seen a lot of new corn being hedged just because it got to the $5 level, other than those that probably had some hedges on and or bought with the options and had some $5 calls sold and are being a little bit stubborn about rolling those up.
So what then is the upside potential between now and the next 30 days or so? I know we're going to put it in Mother Nature's hands and after we get out in the fields and start planting. Is there potential for the upside, or will we begin without feeding the bull to begin to drift sideways to the lower?
Well, if we didn't have all the outside things going on, like in Russia and in the Ukraine, and with the dollar and some of the stability, as we look at some of the things that way, we would actually have to say that as we get into getting into the field, as we get into some planning being done, that we would expect things go sideways to a little bit lower as we move on, especially as we look here at the possibilities of El Nino increasing every day, and that generally means a good corn crop for the U.S. So, you know, we're looking without outside influences as Ukraine and Russia, why we're going to say that we'll probably top out somewhere. We could get up in that 512 as our first spot we're looking at, and then we're looking on up possibly to 521 or so. But that looks to be pretty toppy to me without some other outside influence.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana, alongside Les Schulte. And Les, we have an ongoing ag match underway.
We do, Dave, and this is really kind of a unique, kind of a generous match. We have a group of businesses, Bates Commodities, AgriGold Seeds, Total Grain Marketing, just a few of the businesses that are in this match. They will each add $1 for every pledge we receive to WILL during the spring pledge period that mentions agriculture as one of the services that you use and that you enjoy here on WILL, find valuable. They will also each put a dollar into the College of Aces Agricultural Communications Scholarship here at the U of I for the future farm broadcasters, even farm broadcasters, and people in the agricultural business in the future. And so if you find all of that valuable, why don't you make your pledge to WILL right now? 217-244-9455.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.